It is that time of the week. I can't believe it's not news time with Nick Healy from Sunday Breakfast. Check him out Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here at 2SER 107.3. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
What's been making the non-news headlines this week?
Well, actually, Mitch, I'm going to break the rules a little bit because this first story is actually a really underreported tale of redemption and the correction of a truly, truly tragic injustice.
Oh, dear.
I'm kidding, of course. I'm talking about Leo and his Oscar.
Yes.
I mean, ignoring the fact that the awards ceremony basically ate all of Monday, it was remarkable to watch media outlet after outlet chuck in some really token coverage about Chris Rock's justifiably angry opening monologue before getting to forget all about that boring race politics because Leo finally managed to grunt and cry hard enough to get a gold statue.
Yeah, look, I mean, I haven't seen The Revenant. I'm not a huge Leonardo DiCaprio fan. He's okay. He's an actor. I don't really care that much about any actor, really. But it just seemed the amount of attention that this story received was crazy. Nick.
What I want to know is, when did we decide that he deserved an Oscar? I mean, he's only been nominated 4 times before this. He clearly hasn't deserved anything. Al Pacino got 8 nominations before a win. And where was his grassroots campaign? I mean, Peter O'Toole never won an Oscar. Peter O'Toole.
What? Yeah. I never knew this. What makes Leonardo so special, Nick?
I don't know. I want to know because I need to know why his smug little face was slapped across every print and digital page I had the misfortune to glance at for the whole start of this week.
Who knows? Who knows? Our favourite word in this segment is think pieces. Were there plenty of think pieces on the win and why it took so long?
I've seen psychologists do think pieces on how he showed incredible patience and what it meant for his kind of personality traits.
Yeah.
Look, Oscars are fun. I really get it. It's bright, it's shiny, and we can spend a whole day not thinking about offshore detention.
Mm.
But for the love of Orson Welles, a man who never won his own individual Oscar, I might point out, Leo already has 45 awards to date.
45?
Him finally getting the one he wanted isn't news.
That's a pretty stacked awards cabinet at home, isn't it? Wow, coming to fit the Oscar in.
He did, for Wolf of Wall Street, win MTV's WTF moment.
Well, that's definitely
didn't
on the resume.
Get best screen kiss, though.
WTF. Okay, we'll move on. What's the next non-news item, my friend?
We're a nation in shock, Mitch. That icon of Australian cultural ambassadorship, the Channel 7 cash cow, has been exposed as actually being nothing more than a man in a poorly made cow suit.
They lied to us.
I'm just going to just take a minute to process it, please. Look, for anyone who's never been subjected to the horrors of morning TV, as far as I can find out, the cash cow is basically someone in a onesie who bungs cash at people randomly. I'm not sure why. I think it's because you need to pay people to watch broadcast TV these days.
That's the whole concept, as far as I can tell. We're bribing you to watch our show. You might win, $80,000
from a person in a cow onesie. It's great. Look, anyway, News Limited deemed this whole thing significant enough to report on the fact that the cash cow lost its head during a segment.
Expressing
horror and disbelief that it was actually a man in the suit when, and this seemed to be the key point, everyone knows that cows are female. Why was there a man in the suit when the cash cow is a woman? Because it's a cow. Honestly, I look forward to the telly's 3-page spread demanding the rename of the other great Aussie icon to the more correct Plucker Drake, because obviously that's going to get people angry. And look, let's be honest, they're not using the paper for news. They might as well do something like this.
I love the when they must meet with the editor and say, what do you got? What's your story for today? Well, how about this?
Cash cow's head fell off, and it was a man with stubble.
All right.
Page 7.
Let's move on. What's the final non-news item this week?
Look, I've been desperately avoiding talking about American politics because, I find the electoral college system even more confusing than our own Senate allocation system,
mm-hmm.
and B, I already cry myself to sleep the night before doing this segment and I don't need to lose all my will to live. But Donald Trump's Palm Beach victory speech from yesterday spurred me into action, and not because of the coverage around its content, but because of the preponderance of Twitter React stories around the face pulled by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Not anything else, just what Chris Christie was doing in the background.
Okay.
Look, and again, I see the appeal here. I mean, it's funny. Ted Cruz does look like three toddlers in a trench coat. That's hilarious. Chris Christie did have the facial expression of someone staring deep into an abyss and realizing that the abyss was too busy doing its hair to even glance back. But these aren't the stories, and it's time we stopped doing Twitter reacts and prep ourselves for the fact that America stands a really good chance of making a sentient YouTube comment its next president. Remember Trump, this is the thing, Trump doesn't have to sway over half of America, just half of the 57% who vote.
That's right, he's got to get them to call to arms to go and vote, that's all he has to do really.
And it's horrific.
Yeah.
The time for us to be making jokes about it is over.
Twitter reacts.
It's over.
All right, a scary thought, but I will turn now to our one important story you should be hearing about instead of those fine examples of journalism, Nick Healy.
This is really quite incredible because ASIO have stripped the Australian passport of a Queensland teenager after determining that he travelled to Syria to engage in what they called politically motivated violence, a determination based almost entirely on his social media posts and news reports from back in Australia that were 9 months old.
So he's been stripped, because I thought they weren't going to do that.
No, they have stripped his passport.
Oh, okay. So is he now stateless? Is that what that means?
That is a very good question. I believe his lawyer's on top of that at the moment, because most of the information we're getting about this is from his lawyer. Oliver Bridgman claims he was working in a refugee camp and distributing aid, but ASIO thinks that he's been over there trying to involve himself in politically motivated
And this is not
violence.
Even on good intel. It's on a couple of Facebook posts.
Facebook posts and news stories run in Australian print media 9 months ago.
Okay, so they're really sort of so they're on top of the game there.
Look, this is getting alarming. Remember a few months ago we spoke about the fact that the Department of Human Services was stripping away people's welfare payments based on social media posts. This is a little more significant.
Yeah, I think so. More significant than Twitter reacts to Chris Christie, to
the cash cow.
Beheading of the cash cow. And what was the first?
Oh, Leo's Oscar. Have you already forgotten? He'll be heartbroken.
It means so much to me. You can catch Nick Healy 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning for his fabulous breakfast show. Nick, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
See you next time.